we are currently leaving off from the last interview. So, when were you in the military and what branch did you serve in?
All right, so I went to college, then went to dental school, and then became a specialist in orthodontics. And I joined the ROTC. That meant that I would be deferred until graduation. So as soon as I graduated, I was inducted into the Air Force. And there were only 5 places in the whole world that the military needed an orthodontist. So my first assignment was sent to Wiesbaden, Germany.
Describe your daily life in the Air Force, if you can remember.
In what time frame?
Like when you're in the military.
The military. Oh, this was quite something because I am in Montgomery, Alabama. We take off and we're on landing next time in Wiesbaden, Germany. It was the middle of winter, and I could look down and the children were ice skating in a pond, and it kind of looked like a wonderland. I thought, wow, this is going to be a fun place. So I learned how to live in the snow and the ice for the first time in my life. And I worked in the clinic as an orthodontist. And first thing I had to do was buy a car so I could get around. And cars are very hard to come by. When one military fellow was leaving, going back to the States, a car would become available, and we'd all try to ask if we could buy their car. So I bought my first VW that way.
Okay, so if you were given the opportunity again, would you serve in the military again?
It was a good time for me. It gave me an opportunity to travel and to see the whole world. I was fascinated with Europe. I really enjoyed great architecture, and I just went around and absorbed that completely. Tried to see as much as I could. Every weekend I would take off. And then later when I was transferred to Germany, weekly I had time to fly with the pilots on their proficiency status. And I went far abroad. This time we could get to Spain, got to Turkey, got to Iraq, to Austria, and it was a fascinating time.
Okay, so what lessons did the service teach you that you still carry with you today?
Well, the first thing, you want to be reliable, you want to be trustworthy, you want to be dependable. So those are good qualities.
That's good. Did you serve in a war zone?
No, this was after the war. It was in 1956. The war was over in 45. So countries like Europe were very distressed and depressed. And compared to America, people lived in much lower standard. Mm-hmm. And therefore, our American dollar was very strong. And we really had the luxury of buying many items that would be considered unaffordable at home at discounted prices. So it was quite an education, and I studied a lot about furniture and home accessories, so we were able to buy a lot of beautiful things in Europe.
Okay, so was your transition from military to civilian life easy or difficult?
Well, it wasn't very difficult. It was rather straightforward. Of course, having to come into a town, find a place to live, and not having big salaries yet, had to establish a practice. And I guess a good challenge was finding a place for a dental office and a location where you could get referrals. And I was able to do that because there was one dentist who was a friend of my mother's who sort of took a shine to me and kind of shepherded me around, and he referred patients to me, so that got us going fairly early.
Okay, so along with that, do you currently hold a job, and what have been all of your past jobs in the past?
Well, I retired as an orthodontist. honest, and I've had no other jobs since then. I've lived off investments that we bought before we retired, mainly apartment houses.
When you were younger, did you imagine that you would be an orthodontist?
No, but I thought I'd be a dentist. But once getting to dental school, they gave you the option, if you wanted to start training earlier, taking the discipline together with regular dentistry. So I thought this was a good opportunity to me. It would save me some years of my education. And so I really made that decision while I was in dental school and learned about orthodontics for the first time.
Okay, so out of all the jobs that you've held, what has been your favorite?
Well, I've only held the one job, except that once I wasn't doing orthodontics in the military, and that was fun. It was mainly the dependents of the officers and military personnel. And then when we got back home, it was patients of all ages. Mm. And those are the only major occupations I've had.
So, when did you meet Nana?
This happened when we had to move, when I had been reassigned to England. I'd only been in Wiesbaden 3 months, and there was an opening in London. And so I went to visit and look up a fellow who was doing work amongst military people. When I got there, he was getting married, and Morwen, my wife, was a maid of honor in the wedding, so that's how we first met.
Okay, it stopped again, so.
Right there, it stopped on the wedding?
A little bit before that, so after we do the question.
How did I meet my wife?
Yeah.
Not where it stopped.
Okay, so.